where he goes, wandering off out on his way to his meeting.
A pretty world-shaking event we got there, darling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great idea on setting up that meeting and inviting the Arturians.
Why haven't Carr and I are the first ones to come up with this? This can't be an original idea.
No, I don't think it is an original idea. I just think
which
that now...
Which hasn't been passed in council before?
Correct. Because he did say that it was touch and go.
Well, the thing was, I think they looked at a lot of different aspects of this. For example, who's doing the Chandler and Ashtar command side? Well, Mark.
That gives...
Big points on our side. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, we're not going through somebody who's a conscious channeler.
True.
We're going through somebody who we're going to, you know, they can use...
That, totally.
That Ashtar is quite familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Very familiar with.
Actually, it would be entertaining to watch Ashtar just get up and wander off with Mark.
I agree. Now, the other point is, how many of the council members have seen the webpage?
Probably all of them. I know all the ones up here have.
Okay, well, that's
my department.
Yeah. So, basically, that's going in our favor. Because mm-hmm. they know we're going to have, you know, not just a minor, you know, interest in what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on a worldwide basis.
Correct.
Okay.
Also, next week, Ashtar will be on the base.
So we're going to get to address this issue in person?
Probably, yes.
So let's set some ground rules then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can get an opening statement yet, but no. We can set some ground rules that won't be on the web.
Correct. That will be open for debate to finalize and set everything up.
Right. We can work on some final parts.
Mm-hmm. Everybody will be, asked to submit their rules that they wish to have. Right?
So in other words, I start sending out emails tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, requesting if they're interested to submit the rules that they wish to use in the engagement and in the debate. And the rules will be analyzed and we will send back the ones that we agree with and they will send back the ones that they agree with. And you know, hopefully we will come up with a set of rules that everybody can agree with. Because it has to be agreed by everybody. It's not going to be us saying, this is the rules. Because they may not like our rules, you see. And they submit their set of rules, and we may not like theirs. But by being open and saying, okay, this is how we're going to do it. This is our suggestion on the rules. Would you like to make your own suggestion or remove those ones that you do not agree with? Or let us look at those ones and arrange them in such a way that it is beneficial to all parties involved.
Now, a question I've had been nagging on my mind, I haven't been able to work out with Kari yet,
mm-hmm.
is what is going to be the challenges of doing debate among multidimensional beings?
Information, everybody's point of view. Point of view of the Zetas, point of view of the Pleiadians, the point of view of the Arcturians. Giving everybody on your planet that reads your page the free option to make up their own mind on who is the better. Not necessarily the better, but who has the better pathway.
I think it's going to be an educational experience for all parties involved.
Yes, there is that
everyone
as well.
Everyone who reads it and everyone involved on all four species.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had a dialogue with all four species in the past.
Right.
But there has always been that animosity. You know, the fact that we offer one of our city ships for everybody to get together. It's not neutral territory.
Yeah, it's your city ship.
Correct.
They don't have them.
Correct. So therefore, there's always that problem. But this being totally free and a neutral ground in essence gives that opportunity. You might contact Spirit Web and inform them of what you are doing.
Could I be able to send an email off to them too?
Mm-hmm. And maybe they would be able to help set up a
Neutral ground?
Yes, neutral ground. Because even though, yeah, the Hades-based news is titled Hades-based news, it is a neutral ground in essence, but it has our title on it.
Yeah, they might not like that just because it's promoting our webpage.
Mm-hmm.
They won't mind promoting Spirit Web.
Correct.
Because that's neutral forever being involved.
Exactly. And everybody uses it.
All right, I'll go through fire and see what I can pull off.
Mm-hmm. Or look at some other possibilities.
No, I think you've come up with a real good one.
Mm-hmm. But also, yeah, have from there on your webpage.
Yeah, of course.
And don't edit it.
We'll have all four webpages involved,
mm-hmm.
added as links to more information.
Correct.
And I'll add the three other links on my webpage and they can do the same.
Yes. Anyway, let me put on the next speaker. Hello.
Sure,
how is it functioning here?
Baby, we are going to be working this overtime.
I know. Language, please, babe. Do you ever hear me swear?
Do you ever hear me swear?
Yes.
Good. It's a third dimensional thing that oftentimes I will use. I don't know the Syrian equivalent, so I'll just rough it with her.
I don't swear.
I know. And if I need a similar Syrian equivalent, which isn't bad, I'm sure, I use that.
I know them, but I've never used them.
Teach me, darling. I'll use it.
No.
I know, I'm kidding.
One little slip and our children may pick it up. They are too young to have that in their vocabulary.
One cuss around the kid.
But still, they can read your mind.
Mine. Thank you.
Yes, dear.
Fun little session yesterday, darling.
Yes, it was.
Did the kids all enjoy that little lesson?
Mm-hmm.
Did they understand that little lesson?
Most of them, no.
I didn't think so.
The one little one.
The girl?
Yes. The young girl. He understood fully well. Mm-hmm. It was a lesson more for you than for them.
Why? I know the whole thing between money and how to buy things and all that kind of stuff.
The penny.
Oh, that.
And how did I describe...
In the $5 bill, that was a good one.
How did I describe the little one? Just now?
As a guy.
Exactly. Why?
Well, it looked like a girl to me.
It looked very much like a girl to me as well.
Well, then why would you describe it as a guy? Omal.
Exactly. A lesson in manifestation on a massive scale.
Mm.
Why do you think the other children just kind of ignored her?
That's pretty good on his part.
Mm-hmm. But did you notice
that? How did he know I was going to be there?
He knows when you get up there, dear.
the message you left in the computer was pretty self-evident, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hologram to how to get there and everything.
Yes. But a lesson in observation. How did the children react to the little girl?
Well, it was just curious. I mean, she was kind of leading the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. But how did they react to her?
Well, I wasn't really watching. I was busy teaching.
Mm-hmm. They kind of followed her, but it was more along the lines of, now, she was the first one up towards you, correct?
Yeah.
And another one followed. And then they all started to follow.
Right. Well, I like that little boy that I brought into it all. It was mm-hmm. kind of cool about the whole thing.
Yes, very outgoing, isn't he?
Yeah, very outgoing.
Mm-hmm. He's naturally like that.
Yeah. And David, Michael, and Kevin all enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't get to see them very much anyway. So like, I think they enjoyed watching their dad, you know, at least be there.
Mm-hmm. They knew who the little girl wasn't.
Oh, they did. Huh?
Mm-hmm. All the children knew.
Oh. Okay, well, that was fun. That was educational. I'm glad Omar would be able to assist me in that.
Not only was it a learning lesson for the children, but for you as well. Now, I have a little message for you. Hold out your hand and manifest the parrot.
On third dimension?
Yes. In fact, sitting on the wood on the futon here is a penny. Okay, now visualize that penny and bring it through to the third dimension. I'll watch it see if it fades.
Okay.
Think you can fudge.
Easier on six dimensions, darling. With a lot less depth of a dimension.
Now the penny's dissolved. That is good. That is clever.
Oh, come on.
That is incredible.
Well, still, it was a good lesson on all parts.
Yes, it was. It was.
I'm glad it gave me a chance to practice my new skills.
So, any questions there?
Well, yeah, a lot of questions, actually, sweetheart.
Okay.
And they all, of course, concern the upcoming work we're about to get into. Now, let's say, for example, I go ahead and contact these various channels.
Yes. Yes and no. They will be nervous about it. They will see it as a possible threat to them, but not to us. So by doing it that way, would be a negative. It has to be done and debated before it gets going. When you set it up with Spirit Web, if Spirit Web agrees, then that's the way to do it. No, don't change that. Just do it that way.
Go through Spirit Web first and then go through the various channels.
That's what I just said.
Yes, but we're not verbalizing anything except for you.
Well,
anybody listening to this tape like Mark is going, huh?
So, that's between us two, isn't it?
Yes, it is, darling.
But, no, Les. You're missing my point.
Why? It'd work that way.
Yes, it would, but it isn't the best way.
Okay, what's the best way?
Okay, the best way would be to set up the room or set up the board, right? Then compact them individually, not write out a generic letter. The generic letter won't work. It's got to be individual worded differently from each other letter, a personal letter.
Especially Lisa.
Exactly. And explain. Yeah, this is a hopefully a meeting of the ways so that it can be a better beneficial opportunity for the human condition. Actually, you and Mark should work on it together because Mark can be very manipulative with his words.
That'll all be working on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at your picture. I mean.
I know. But that last thought, yes, that's the way to do it.
Okay.
Okay? Not the other ways. Yes, dear.
All right. So how important is this to the base?
not that important, but it is something that is opening a dialogue.
But doesn't this make your job easier if it's successful?
It will be successful.
Of course it will, darling. Mm-hmm. It will make your job easier.
Correct. Now, I may need your help on the 11th. We have eight wounded individuals coming in. One of them's coming in a reduced cryogenic chamber. I need extra hands when necessary. If you can spend half an hour helping.
Yeah, that's no problem.
And it's just going to be changing dressings and talking.
Okay, I'm good at that. I'll tell them our stories.
Yes. Nice ones.
Of course.
Jokes. Nothing to do with blood. Some of them of the ones that are going to be in the sick bay are going to be very mentally distressed.
Can I tell them my kicks are for twins, Joe?
No. It's only bright, cheerful, bubbly subjects.
Okay.
We'll let our specialists handle their mental problems.
All right. Well, I'll tell them about Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Funny stories, but no violence.
I'll give you some images of Earth.
Nice ones.
Oh, yeah. Remember the one over there at Blue Lakes?
Mm-hmm. Before you do give them the images, check with whoever's around and project the image to them, because it may set some of them off.
Okay. Anyway, I'll do my best.
Mm-hmm.
Intuition-wise.
Yeah. But we will be working... we're having Cornas come down and practice some real medicine for a change. The one in the cryo reducing tank is going to take a lot of work.
Okay. I'll be happy to.
Yes, and you won't be able to go and look at that. It's going to be hard on me too.
Well, I'd rather not anyway.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't mean to project that image.
And I'll need your help
mm-hmm.
on Thursday.
No problem.
At 11:30 when I go to Dean's funeral.
Okay.
I gotta go deal with his family and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How are they dealing?
I don't know.
Do we know what the results were?
Mm-hmm. All I've heard is aneurysm or heart attack.
That's what I thought. Okay.
All right, my love.
I gotta go.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Alright.
Good to you.
Okay. This is going to be a little older than usual.
I'm used to that by now.
Mm-hmm. You tend to like this one. Greetings, Russ. This is a recording.
Okay.
Just wish to thank you for dealing with little Tom and being patient and taking care of him when need is most. I appreciate, and Katrina appreciate, your help and understanding. Katrina said to say she feel much better knowing that little Tom is being looked after by wonderful people. The thought of him in crash hurt me and Tal. That was from Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
This from me. Thanks, buddy. Much appreciated. See you on flip side.
Good.
Got it.
Good job. Very nice.
That's quite entertaining to do that. That was, we've been rehearsing that.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
It was very well done.
That's what we wanted to do last week.
Oh.
Well, not a recording, but a direct link.
Oh, well, still, but very well done.
Failing that, the recording works.
Mm-hmm. It was like a good tricky last week anyway, with someone mm-hmm. having to translate.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to run it through the translation unit. So.
Oh.
That way she would hear Russian or Syrian, mm-hmm. and you would hear English or Russian.
Well, even better.
Mm-hmm. She would have to think in Russian to say it. that right. she's we detect she's not quite up to doing that thinking thing yet.
Okay.
Instead of thinking in serial.
How's Tom doing?
Sorry?
How's everyone doing?
He's doing fine. We're going to have him again from tomorrow night until Sunday night.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. All right,
I can't believe I got so bamboozled.
So bamboozled?
By Omaha. It just blows me away.
Mm-hmm. I heard about that.
Got a good chuckle, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting a good chuckle now.
Yeah, Mark didn't know about it. And guess who's just arrived?
Who?
Mark.
Mark, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll kick him out again.
Yeah, we have threw a cloak at him. I'm going to go in the dress zone to his.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Make him feel much better. Anyway, going to put the last person on.
Sorry, love.
My, hasn't it got dark in here?
Yeah, I gotta fix that light over there.
So, what's happening?
No buddy boy this evening?
Did we get a little hungry, buddy boy?
I was hungry.
No need to eat the plate.
Well, you know, good food.
My, if you were that hungry, I'd invite you up here and you can eat the dishes so we don't have them to clean.
We don't have them to clean anyway.
Tia washes them. Mark washes them. Yes, do you know how much Mark hates doing the dishes?
I don't have anything to clean when you clean dishes.
I don't. When it's my turn, I stick them in the washing machine. Or send them off to be recycled. Except for Tia's bone china, which we only get out once in a while anyway.
In which she clean.
Hello. What can I do for you? Oh, I know you. He says you're the one that swears.
Was the one that swears. She's learned manners. She's become a mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what can I do for you, buddy boy?
Well, my sweetheart, my love, my wonderful one.
Better not tell Kara what you just said to me.
Kara knows all about what I say to you.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was funny, actually. She's talking to you and answering your questions, not letting you get a word in edgeways. But you're asking the questions.
Yeah.
That's going to get a chuckle from Mark. Going to have him very baffled.
Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think she does it from time to time, you know.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this whole email thing can be very nice and handy.
Yes, it is. I think that was a great idea. Everybody's working hard on that. Except for me, dude. But I have my own projects.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'll be following the outcome of this.
Yes. Do you want to get a cup of tea for me to imbibe?
Yeah, of course, darling. I'll cut the tape for a second.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, ask away. Put the tape back on.
It is on.
Oh, and we've got about 10 minutes. Ask away. You're coming to dinner on the 10th, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, actually, the 9th.
For vodka.
Mm-hmm. That starts at 10:30 our time.
Okay.
And we've got decidedly too many kittens down here.
Why two?
We've got one, two, one up there, three, plus that one.
What is another one?
Mm-hmm. Hey. He's behind the couch. I can see his life aura. And then we have this one. So he wants to know why you're saying that you are hungry.
Okay, so I'll be there.
Okay. Yes, dinner. Well, we're having a whole salmon, big one.
Dressed salmon.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be stuffed with fire nuts, right? Sweet nuts,
and lots of hacks.
Which reminds me, how's your dad and the Donza doing?
Fine. They're doing great.
I need to go up there and say hi and do a little unofficial meet and greet.
Okay, in advance notice, the second week in July, I won't be here.
Oh, you run up there serious?
That's correct.
You work on that.
Yeah, she had her first major attack of the accelerated decrepitude, one of the problems. She's over it. It only lasted a day or so, right? But it had her totally bedridden for the first time.
It's not good.
No. Also, doesn't help the fact that grandmother is also not that well at the moment again.
Did you work on it?
Mm-hmm. It's overwork on grandmother's part. She was actually told to stop working so hard. Because she's setting everything up. And, yeah, according to the nurse that I talked to, she said that, that grandmother is working hard because she's trying to set up all the connections for the guides and everything to ease Sarah's final day.
Well, I think it's good for grandmother, though.
Mm-hmm. So she's working harder than she's ever worked. And the fact that Sarah got sick and had her first major bout, she's probably got maybe 4 more or 5 more to go before it gets to the point where, you know, her body would just start to fail. And it would be like old age very quickly upon her. From what I've heard from the nurse, accelerated decrepitude is an ancient and old illness that is well documented. And it's like the last month, basically the eyesight goes, then the hearing starts to fade, then the sense of smell starts to go, but you don't lose the eyesight totally.
Well, when I go to Sirius, I won't bother going up to the monastery.
No, I wouldn't. It could be depressing for you. She doesn't look like that beautiful young lady that used to shuffle around the base anymore. She's got patches of grey. Next time Karen complains about the grey in her hair, just tell her that Sarah has a lot more and is a lot younger.
No, I'm good for a happy visit. Don't see.
Ooh, Feisty's fiery.
Snacks and guns, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've also agreed to come to the base for the farewell ceremony.
Have they?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I haven't seen them at the wedding. I didn't see them at the wedding, really.
Nah. And Gonzo is expected to go into labor very soon.
Which is another reason why
we'll I'll wait until after next week. Her due day is the 14th, I believe.
So wait after that?
Yeah. But send them a message.
All right. I'll look out to the computer on the base.
Okay. I'm gonna put Tia back on.
Okay.
Catch you later, hon.
Bye, love.
Hurry.
Hi, Tia.
Hurry, hurry. 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 Hurry.
I'm going to take it down here. I'm kind of wiped out here, darling. Not energy wise, just question wise. It seems like we've been going for a couple hours now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact that Kiri took so long with Karen. Almost made her late for work.
That's true. I guess it was a couple hours.
They're being shy and bashful now. So anyway. Oh, congratulations!
This evening, I guess it was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She's beautiful. She's perfect.
Oh, that's wonderful, Sister Ed. Wonderful.
Hey, all right.
She was just perfect. She was 8 pounds, 15 ounces.
Oh, that's wonderful.
She's a very big baby.
What's her name?
And she didn't want to come out.
She didn't?
I was in labor for 18 hours. And I pushed for an hour, and then they had to take her C-section because my pelvic was too small.
Oh, everything's okay.
Yes, everything's just fine. I'm really sore, and I'm pretty tired, but I had to call you guys.
Thank you.
What's your name, Curry?
I woke up for my midnight shot, so I thought I'd call you. And she's just beautiful. She's got a full black, jet black head of hair, and it's wavy. And she has his skin. She has my lips and my nose.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has his eyes, but she doesn't open them long enough for us to know.
Well, what happened to say a picture, son?
Oh, you will. You guys will get announcements. We're going to get pictures taken ever either in the hospital or next week at Walmart. They have like a special 100 pictures for $4.95, you know.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
So get the little tiny ones, and we're going to make our own. We're probably going to make our own announcements.
You still have the same address, correct?
Yeah.
Did you get my video?
I'm sorry, I haven't called in so long.
Oh, that's all right.
I've been in my own little world.
I've been watching.
Hey, did you get my video?
Yes, we did. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, dear.
Yeah, we really enjoy it. Mike loves it because he's learning a lot of new bass riffs off of it. Because he gets to see it now, too, you know, instead of just hear it.
Hey, what's the baby's name?
Callie Brianne.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Callie?
Callie, C-A-L-L-I-E.
Oh, Callie.
That's a cool name.
Isn't that pretty?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yep, and Brianne. Brianne's her middle name. So she's perfect, you guys. She's beautiful.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for thinking of us by calling.
Yeah, it's nice you can call.
I miss you guys a lot.
It's nice you can call in the middle of a tally session, too.
I know. I thought that you guys might be in one, but then I thought maybe you guys hadn't started yet or not.
No, we're just getting ready to end it up, in fact. Only a couple more minutes left on the tape. So perfect timing.
Perfect timing, yes.
So good. I'm glad I caught you then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations, darling. Everybody over here says congratulations. Okay. Cara does.
On the count of three. For she's a jolly good fellow.
For she's a jolly good fellow.
For she's a jolly good fellow. And so sweet.
Oh, that was good.
That's me.
You're fluffy over there.
Well, you're fluffy in.
I knew exactly what I was going to say.
So are you going
to
get a phone pretty soon, darling? We can call you up?
Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, because we're still paying off that other phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So hopefully when we get that dented a little bit, they'll let us get a phone.
Good.
And I won't be making very many long-distance phone calls.
Well, why don't you just call Collect anytime you want to, darling?
Huh?
Just call Collect anytime you want to. Me and Mark split the
payments. I hate doing that.
Why not? Me and Mark split the payments.
I know. Anyway. I'm coming. Me and the baby are coming in July. We're going to San Diego.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
Be there for 2 weeks. I want to come to Tahoe, but it'll be too hard.
Yeah. You know, with
the newborn and stuff. And so we're going to be in San Diego, you know, but we're moving back next fall.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're going to move back to, we're going to move to San Diego this time.
Now, the tradition on my home planet is, as a gift to the mother, we send a blanket for the color of the child, and now it's blue for the girls and red for boys.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of neat. Yeah, I'm not going to do too much pink, you know, because it's pink for the girls and blue for the boys here.
Ah, okay. I'll come up with a colour in between, kind of a bluey-red colour. I know. Blue with red in it.
Yeah, it's purple.
Oh, purple. Purple blanket.
We're going to do, like, a lot of purples and teals and the different plaid pretty, you know, because that's pretty much what we've done in her room in.
Mm-hmm.
Because since we didn't know what it was.
What's plaid?
Huh?
What's plaid?
The plaid, I mean the inner mix of the pastel colors, you know, of the mauve, the pastel blues, the pastel yellows, things like that. And they're kind of a muted color.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we've done a lot of variety of different colors and stuff.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I also have stimulation of babies. The brighter the room, the more colors and stuff like that. They say it helps with their learning ability mm-hmm. and their focusing, you know.
I also send something like I'll get Mark to send it, a rabbit of some kind.
A rabbit?
Mm-hmm, for the baby to play with.
Oh, I thought you meant a real rabbit.
No, a stuffed rabbit.
We've got her bedrooms made in bears.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy bears.
Oh, teddy bears.
Yeah, we thought that would be the easiest for everybody instead of going with a theme.
Okay.
You can buy teddy bears anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So how are things going with you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing really good.
Good.
The weather's beautiful, and I just got through cleaning the garage. And going to go to some hiking, I think, tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah,
I miss that.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the lakes. Do some fishing.
I miss that.
Well, we'll send out to you some pictures or something.
Oh, please do.
And Kelly's telling me she wrote a letter that Mark hasn't sent off yet.
Still?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be sent off about a week ago.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And it says in there, now that you're getting close, by the time you get this, you'll be real close.
Well, we were overdue, so can't say I didn't take good care of myself.
Well, that's great. You did a wonderful job there in such a beautiful, bouncing baby girl of 8 pounds. How many ounces?
15.
Wow! Well, that would have been 9 pounds.
I know. I'm just so glad you came this week.
Well, you brought tears to Kara's eyes, my dear.
I'm so just so bouncy and happy and bubbly to hear that everything is wonderful. I was going to come down tonight, actually. I'm glad that I didn't because you wouldn't have been at home.
No. I'm pretty far away, actually. We're an hour away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm glad you guys, Mike did so good as my coach.
Where's Mike at?
He's at home.
At home?
They send him home.
Oh.
he's been up just as long as I had. He hadn't eaten and everything, but they send the dads home so that I could get, you know, the moms could get to sleep. So he went home about 9, and he'll be back about 10 in the morning.
Okay. We should probably let you go to sleep again.
Yeah, I do need to get back to sleep, but...
All right, well, thank you for calling, darling.
I'll come down, I'll check out all the hospitals, and I'll find the hospital that you're in, and I'll give you a big hug in your sleep.
Okay.
I will make you have a wonderful, happy, contented dream.
Okay. Hey, and put a good word in for my stitches to start Burton, too.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay.